Officials here say the United States will back the expulsion when the UN Rights Panel convenes on Friday in Geneva in what they say is an opening move in an international effort to pressure the Libyan government to end its violence against protesters. The expulsion move, which would need to be approved by the UN General Assembly, is a prelude to an unusual ministerial-level meeting of the Council next Monday to be attended by Secretary of State Clinton. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley said the Geneva event will be a forum for Clinton and her colleagues to discuss international action on the Libya crisis.
One of the reasons she's going to Geneva is to address the Human Rights Council, but another reason is that it will provide an opportunity with a number of her counterparts in Geneva for the kinds of consultations that are needed so that we can have effective action going forward, both in multilateral settings as well as decisions that we'll make as a government here.
The spokesman said the Obama administration, under criticism by some members of Congress and others for a muted response on Libya, is examining a full range of options for pressuring the Tripoli government and that further steps will be announced soon. Crowley said the U.S. military has been involved in the consultations and that the Pentagon is doing its own thinking on options that can be presented to President Barack Obama. The administration, meanwhile, is engaged in wide-ranging diplomatic consultations on Libya. Under Secretary of State for Political Affairs William Burns, who was in Algeria on Thursday to meet President Abdelaziz Bouteflika, spoke twice by telephone from Algiers with Libyan Foreign Minister Moussa Koussa. Spokesman Crowley said Libyan officials have conveyed messages from Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi to the Obama administration in recent days. A senior official here said they were similar to public comments by the Libyan leader, in which he blamed al-Qaeda and other foreigners for the unrest. He said the United States does not see the events in the same way. David Gallas, VOA News, the State Department.